John Doe and his band are here today. Although this is his seventh solo album and he has done a ton of work as an actor in film and on TV, John Doe will always be known as the founder of the LA punk band with his former wife and co-lead singer Xene. It's hard to forget the way they sang together, kind of against each other. And so it's interesting that on his new album, A Year in the Wilderness, he sings with Amy Mann, Jill Sobule, and most affectingly with Kathleen Edwards. And I ask him about those duets.
Yeah, you know, the songs are about relationships and you know, making them work or trying to make them understand them. And, you know, Xene taught me good. She taught me right, you know.
Now it's funny, Golden State, which is I absolutely love and I understand you're going to start off with that, is a song that I always assumed had to do with California, but then I realized, no, this is could very well be the Golden State of the relationship. So.
That and that feeling in the West where it's anything is possible, the horizon is, you know, forever, and that sense of freedom, yeah.
Spoken like a Baltimorean. All right.
That's Baltimorean.
That is true. Shall we begin with that?
Sure.
You are.
John Doe and this great band are playing live for us today, and that is Golden State, a song you've heard us play a bunch on the World Cafe from the new album, A Year in the Wilderness, and a good one indeed. You talk about there being a number of relationship songs on here, but there's one that's kind of a modern murder ballad, kind of a real noir thing called The Meanest Man in the World. Mm. And where did this one come from?
Autobiographical again, David. You know, I didn't actually murder anybody. No, well, I live pretty far out of in the sticks, dirt road, and there's a two-way lane highway about a half a mile away. And I was walking up this dirt road one night and realized how incredibly vulnerable anyone is. And, you know, there's the lights in my little home and, you know, my family there and that sort of thing. And it's like, oh, my God, what if, you know? And we all make mistakes. We all hurt people. And, you know, this is sort of the ultimate version of that.
In a lot of your work, there's been kind of a noirish thing involved with it. And I was thinking, you're from Baltimore, and I think of Baltimore, I think of Homicide, and I think of L.A., and I think of James Ellroy and all the great things. That are you a fan of the genre, movie-wise, book-wise as well?
Absolutely. I mean, Baltimore has Edgar Allan Poe lived there for a reason, and I was always attracted to Raymond Chandler and Nathaniel West and that kind of thing. And, you know, I mean, I'm kind of getting out of that in my life, so, but it still sticks in what you write, you know.
Sticks in the songs. Well, yeah. Can you do that one? That Meanest Man in the World.
Sky above the sage and the thorns, the rocks and pines were humming an old familiar tune. His hard black boots came crunching up this gravel road. He saw the house a mile away, the moon was just setting. The nights were darker then. Lights in the living room. He could recall that the TV was on, but not if anyone was watching. He never thought of himself as cruel. He never thought of himself at all. Was always outside his grasp. He was the meanest man in the world. He was the meanest man in the on the rug. He just kept on walking. He never closed the door. He never turned off a light. He left things pretty much the way they were after he did what he did that night. He never thought of himself.
The Meanest Man in the World, another one from our guest John Doe and the band playing live for us in the World Cafe today. You've spoken a bunch about, hey, you're turning 50, and or have so done. When you first kind of came into prominence with X, that was, gosh, half your life ago. And does the creativity and the spark one has at that young age, which everybody, it's really obvious when you look at what musicians turn out in their 20s, it's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. How does that relate to how your creativity goes now?
Well, I think you have to just look a little deeper. And if you don't have a sense of experimentation or adventure, I mean, the reason that people do probably their best stuff early on is because it's all new.
The other aspect of it is kind of you have kind of split careers. If one were to look for lists of accomplishments on IMDb versus All Music, you'd probably find more in numbers now in the movies. You've been in more of that. But I never have felt that was like your core interest. But has having that there financially or whatever other ways it is, how does that relate to, gosh, I better put an album out this year. I got to feed everybody.
Well, I do feel that, I think everybody does, but you have to have the songs first. And getting, baby a new pair of shoes is a great reason to write a song. I can be kind of mercenary about the movie thing. I mean, it does, once you get the job, it matters a lot. But I've been through a little bit of a slow period.
Oh.
I did a couple like independents where it was like little like 2-day things. It's like, I better start working more or my insurance is going to get canceled or something. So yeah. Any of those like filmmakers who need to, a mature leading man that can ride a horse, I'm ready.
You're moving out of your ingenue phase, in other words.
Just barely.
Yeah. We'll leave your phone number. We'll give it to anybody who
awesome.
Calls. I felt one of the things that was really good for you, though, in terms of a lot of things you do, you run for a couple scenes and then John's gone. It was Roswell. You really got to kind of dig into that.
Well, everybody kind of puts down TV, but now everybody's doing it. And I think one of the reasons is you have more than like 4 scenes to do stuff and to develop a character. So, yeah, it was fun. I was kind of sad that went away, but, it does.
Yep. Life moves on.
That's right.
John Doe is our guest, and what's up next?
Oh, we're going to do a cover. What I think is one of the best love songs ever. And I still have to listen to Prince's version, but I'll bet that we kick his ass. Here's John Doe and the band kicking Prince's ass.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I'm as constant as the northern star, constantly in the darkness. Where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the barn. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. Your face sketched on it twice. Still I'd be on.
John Doe in this great band with a version of Joni Mitchell's A Case of You, and Prince was on the line while it was going on. He actually had a movie project that he was considering you for, but forget it now. He's not.
Damn. Shot myself in the foot again.
But,
no.
Definitely great.
Just playful. I love Prince.
You know, it's interesting when you think of the scene that X grew out of, the punk years in L.A., it seemed to be kind of a reaction to people like Joni Mitchell in that whole, Laurel Canyon singer-songwriter scene.
Well, I think everybody had to kind of put that aside, put all the past music aside and say, okay, now that was then, this is now, and like, boom, here we go. And then after about 4 or 5 years, suddenly the Gun Club and the Blasters are bringing back, more roots stuff and the basis of all that rock was made on. And then you can go back and revisit it. And of course that record Blue is just, the most amazing record ever. Plus she's Canadian, so she gets a pass for everything anyway.
Absolutely. John Doe is our guest. What do you want to finish up with?
We're going to do a song called There's a Hole. And it's another sort of love song in a funny way.
It's a whole one of a number of stellar tunes on the new John Doe album called A Year in the Wilderness. We're really happy that John has brought the band in to play for us live today. Thanks a lot. It's good to see you again, and thanks for being here.
You are so welcome. Always a pleasure.
John Doe, our guest, and we shall return in just a moment here on the World Cafe.